Now, here we're going to introduce a balanced realization concept. What we are saying is if you have a trans function, you have a realization of A, B, C, D, and if the controllability Gramian and observability Gramian are equal on a diagonal, here actually we assume that the system is stable, so the controllability Gramian and observability Gramian both exist. We can compute it very easily from the Lyapunov equations. So if the controllability Gramian and observability Gramian are equal on a diagonal, okay, and diagonal elements are arranged in descending order because they are controllability Gramians, all those Gramians of that, so all those diagonal elements are non-negative. So we're going to arrange them in descending order, so have like sigma 1 greater than sigma 2 and so on. And such a realization we call is an internally balanced realization. Okay, and all those sigmas, diagonal elements of the Gramians, are called Hankel singular values of the system. Now there are other two kinds of sometimes used realizations, which are very much related to the internally balanced realization. They're called input normal realization, in the sense that the controllability Gramian is normalized. So P is the identity and Q equal to sigma square. Okay, so everything is weighted to the Q matrix. And correspondingly, we have output normal realization. That means the Q is equal to identity, so the observability gram is the identity. So those two realizations are a very, very special, a kind of special case of balanced realizations, because all you need to do is just do some scaling, you can obtain input normalization or output normalization very easily.